Let's open our Bibles to the Gospel of Matthew. And there's only one verse to read this morning from Matthew. This is a continuation of our lesson. Then, being divinely warned in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed for their own country another way. May God bless reading from His holy word. Please take your seats. So good morning once again. And we come to this final sermon for the series. We have completed today our 10 lessons about living confidently in the Lord in an uncertain world. Now, last Christmas Day, if you were here, December 25, last Monday, our focus was on the Magi, remember? And you still remember the lesson, title of the lesson, part 9, Stay on Course. Just like the Magi, they were given a direction. They were given a course by God to follow the star. God orchestrated the universe so that that star would lead this wise man from the east so that they could reach Jesus Christ. And as we have learned from that lesson, the travel was not easy. They traveled miles and miles against the weather, against the element. And of course, when they found the child, they worshiped him. And our lesson last Sunday was about worship, right? Worshiping the Lord. And the Magi guided us. They found the child. They worshiped the child. Now, what happened? After they found the child, they worshiped, they gave their gifts, they went back home. All right? They went back home. And that's just one verse mentioned in Matthew chapter 2, but I think in that one verse, there's an important lesson or lessons that we need to learn, all right, as we complete. Because living in a chaotic world is difficult because a lot of people would want to go for comfort. We want to avoid trouble. We don't want trouble. And so, we look for a place safe from all troubles. Right? And so, we find in Google, there are places there suitable to live your life with your family, less crime. You know, we want to live in that way. Now, if that's the case, then should Christians be going to these places? Are we to live in this world just for comfort? Now, part 10 of our lesson on how we can live confidently in the Lord in chaotic world is not to avoid, evade troubles, but to stay challenged. In other words, it is part of God's will that you and I live in the Philippines, or some of us would live in America, in Canada, or any parts of the world where there are troubles. Because the desire of God is not comfort, but character development. Right? God did not bring us salvation to this world so that we would be comfortable. Otherwise, if that's the only purpose of God to save you, then the moment you got saved, God could have taken you away, died, and in heaven, there's no trouble. But why is it that we Christians are still alive and that the church is still here on earth? So it's not for comfort, you know? For some of us to experience comfort is, I would say, a bonus. But the lesson from the Magi today would mean that we have to stay challenged. Now, what does it mean to stay challenged? To stay challenged means to continually seek out and embrace situations that test our faith. Let me say that once again. It's continually seeking out and embracing situations that test our faith, push our boundaries, and encourage personal and spiritual growth. That's the life of a Christian. Staying challenged is about not settling ourselves into comfort and routine. Aganahan ko ani kay sayon ra. You know, this is what I do every day. It's about actively seeking experiences that stimulates us to trust God more because God wants us to move from one level of faith to the other. The Christian life is not a, what you call that, kanang straight lang, dili na grow, status quo. That's not the Christian life. You don't remain the same forever. We are to grow from glory to glory. Amen? But for that glory to happen, we must stay challenged. This approach to life is dynamic, proactive, embracing the idea that there's always, listen, there's always more to learn, more to know, more to improve in our lives because none of us have arrived. Have you arrived already? No. We only say we've arrived when we are actually face to face with our Lord. But while we are still here on earth, there is more to take, to learn, to grow. That's why we have to stay challenged. Now remember what Jesus said to his disciples in John 16:33. I have told you these things so that, notice this, in me you may have peace. Why did Jesus Christ added that phrase in me? Let's try to remove that phrase in me. I have told you this thing so that you may have peace. The peace that Jesus is talking about is only achieved when we are in Him. See? He's not giving peace to the world. He's giving peace to the person. Peace will come to the world when He comes. But while He is still in heaven, this peace is localized only to believers. See? Why is this peace in you and in me? Notice the second phrase. Because in this world, what do we find in this world? What's the word? Trouble. See? There's always trouble. Even if you go to the number one most peaceful country in the world, if you're planning to migrate, even in that place, there will still be trouble because that is still part of the world, according to our Lord. But here's the good news. But you, Christian, follower of Christ, take heart. Why? What's the promise of Jesus Christ? Let's read that together. I have overcome the world. Amen? If you're a born-again believer, and even if you are put by the Lord in the most hostile environment, you are still at peace in Christ. Amen? Because that world is overcome by our Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, John in his epistle said, for everyone born of God overcomes the world. See? So stay challenged. Don't be afraid. Remember the 365 statements in the Bible? Do not fear. Do not be afraid. If you're born again, you're an overcomer. Now, what is our secret? Why are we overcomers? Because we are more competent than the others? Because we're more intelligent? No. Notice this. What is that victory that Christians can stay challenged? It's our faith. Amen? It is our faith in Christ. It is our trusting in the Lord. Remember, we end with this faith in our series. If you remember the first lesson, what did Jesus say to his disciples? Do not let your hearts be troubled. And what's the secret? Trust in God. Trust also in me. Beloved in the Lord, there will always be trouble, no matter how you try to hide. The secret to become an overcomer is our faith in God. Who is it that overcomes the world? Notice what the Bible says. Only. See? It's an amazing word. Only the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. So brethren, keep your faith. Amen? If we've been growing with our faith in 2023 this year, let's make it our goal in 2024, starting tomorrow. Let's improve. That's why our theme for next year, which I will not say today because it's a secret, okay? Our theme for the year is connected with how we improve our faith. And so, you know, your church leaders, elders, deacons, pastors, we are working so hard so as our congregation would truly develop our faith. Because that's the key on how we will not just survive. We are not just survivors here. We are overcomers. Amen? Tell the person next to you, you are an overcomer. All right? You are not just a survivor. Christians are not just survivors. We are overcomers. We are saved by the Lord not just to survive, but to thrive. And so stay challenged. Now, three lessons from the Magi. Right? Three lessons. Here's the first one. Okay? Let's go back with the verse. Then being divinely warned in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed from their own country another way. Three lessons from this one verse. Number one, follow God's guidance. If you're a person, and we are all called to stay challenged, because there will be challenges, and we are not supposed to avoid challenges, we are to embrace them. But God has a warning. We must pay attention to the warnings of God. Follow God's guidance. Notice, you know, the first phrase of this verse. Then being divinely warned in a dream. Remember, they were just following the star. Probably following Old Testament prophecies from Daniel. That the Messiah would be born. And, you know, because they were also scientists, you know, astronomers. And so they're studying the stars. And somehow, this star led them to Christ. They have found the child. Of course, they have to return. But there was a divine warning. Friends, this part of the Magi story teaches us the critical importance of discerning God's will in our lives. While we want challenge, while we want, you know, to develop our skills, we must be reminded there's evil all around us. We must remember we cannot see beyond what our eyes can see, but God can. That's why it's important, friends, if there's something to develop in 2024, we need to develop our listening capacity. Listening capacity to God's voice, to His Word. Following God's guidance is very important. If you want to challenge yourself to stretch your spiritual stamina, if we want to really flex our spiritual muscles, develop ourselves, you know, the whole person, not just in your spiritual life, you know, in our studies, in our career, because God doesn't want us just to grow spiritually. He wants us to grow as a person. See, it doesn't matter to God when you are so growing spiritually, but then your spirituality is not affecting your physical life. You are still a bad boss. You are still a bad employee. You are still a bad friend, a bad neighbor. It doesn't matter. You know, your neighbors don't care if you've attended all the Bible studies, all the seminars, all the SOD of Bradford, and show them all your certificate of attendance. Those things don't matter if we don't follow the guidance of God. They were being warned. All right? Friends, in our lives, discernment can come through His Word, through our prayer life, through our fellowship with other Christians. See? These are very important. And the special prompting of the Spirit in our lives. We need to be sensitive. Because if we are not sensitive, you know what? God could have been flashing all signals in your life. All red signals are flashing, and you fall blind to all of this. And then you got into trouble, and then you start talking to God, Lord, why, why? Mayon si God, unsay why? You haven't heard the sermon? You haven't read the Bible? I gave you all the signs. I even asked the pastor to preach it for you. But perhaps it was the time when you were napping inside the worship. See? Or when you were watching online and it was the time you went to the comfort room and then went back, you missed. See? A lot of us miss the warning signs of God because we were not paying attention. Brethren, we have to develop that. See? We are too busy with so many things, and you know, that includes me. Remember when I preach, I'm the first listener to my own sermon. And sometimes, it's so hard to preach a sermon that it hits you personally. So I, you know, when I prepare this sermon, murugin ko, Lord, ako ginigigo ni mo aning a message, Lord. See, because sometimes we get so busy with so many things and we don't pause for a while and think, Lord, is this what you want me to do? See, that's very important. Follow the guidance of the Lord. Friends, I tell you, the lives of these magi, their lives, their safety, was really a matter of whether they would listen to the warning of God or not. Because if we change the story, if they did not follow the guidance of God, there would be no more magi to go home. Perhaps Herod would already assassinated them. Remember that man. See? He doesn't want any threats. He was responsible for the massacre of kids. He could massacre this wise man as well. See? It's important even. It can really make or break your life, your career. Follow God's guidance in your heart. Now, we all know Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. It's one of my favorite verses. So I always go back to this verse, all right? Because it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. And notice the second phrase, lean not on your own understanding. We all have our own understanding. You know, while we grow old, we also gain so much wisdom, especially when we have so many experiences. And we think that with all these experiences, we've charted it all. We think that we know all things, and we think that, Lord, if ever nage ko kinala ni mo, Lord, kanan lang masayop ko, Lord, ha? Sometimes God is just left as what? Push button when emergency happens. But that should not be the case. Don't wait for trouble to strike your life. The Bible says, lean not on your own understanding. What's the second line? In all your ways, acknowledge Him. It doesn't say in all major ways, in all critical ways. No, in all your ways, whether it's critical or not. Sometimes the critical crisis can be avoided if we paid attention to God's warnings. But we are not. See? We are not proactive. We sometimes are only reactive. We only react. We don't pay attention. And listen, God can speak through His Word. He can speak to other Christians through sermons, through devotions, through your Christian friends. Of course, you have to be attentive. Lord, where are you leading me? All right? Acknowledge Him. And what did He promise, brethren? He shall direct your path. See that? God directed the path of this magi to follow and find Christ. And God is directing them back to their place. That's why today, the Magi, they're always part of the nativity scene. Why? Because they went home safe. It would have been a different story when those Magi were killed. It would have been a different Christmas nativity scene today. See? He shall direct your path. So brethren, very simple lesson. Follow God's guidance. If there's one thing we need to develop this year, I encourage you to seek God's guidance in your daily lives. Be attentive to His direction by reading His word every day, meditating. You don't have to read more. You read less, but meditate more. Sometimes, murag contest atong Bible reading. Compliance, ha? Human ako sa 3 chapters today. It's not how much word you read. It's how much God's word really sinks into your hearts and to our hearts. So let's develop that. We cannot underestimate the importance of building our prayer life. See? That's one thing, to develop our prayer life so that we don't always react to things. We are proactive because we listen. Amen? Number 2. Okay? Flee from dangerous traps. Flee from dangerous traps. Listen, brethren, being challenged means not intimidated by troubles, right? Because you're on it, see? The lesson here is not that you are chicken, you fear, no? You don't get into trouble as well. It's not that you embrace trouble. Being challenged doesn't also mean that we look for trouble. Dili kaya, you know what? That's what I learned today. And so I'm not intimidated by trouble. I look for trouble. No. Christians, don't look for trouble. We are not troublemakers. We are not intimidated by it. We are not terrified by it, but we don't want to look for it as well. All right? Now, we learned that from the second phrase of the verse. Notice the second phrase, no? And being divinely warned in a dream, they listened to the guidance of God. Notice the second part. That they should not return to Herod. That they should not return to Herod. In other words, the warning was for them to avoid the dangerous trap. Now, here, the Bible is always honest. So when the Christmas story is told, you know, we are always fascinated with the baby, the manger, the angels, the magi, the shepherds, all this glorious stuff, right? But if you read further Matthew chapter 2, it doesn't end with, the chapter doesn't end with, you know, the Magi is worshiping Christ and then they all went home and lived happily ever after. Because the next verses after verse 12 is chapter verse 13 and so forth, you find there the bloody story of Christmas. The massacre of babies. The Holy Family, Mary, Joseph, and Jesus, baby Jesus, they have to flee trouble. See? Constantly, the angel was saying, Joseph, go to Egypt. Joseph, you know, Herod is dead. Go back to your hometown in Nazareth. See? They have to flee trouble. So, brethren, it's part of the Christmas story. It also tells us about Herod and his hatred, soldiers, and little children being murdered. Danger is still very much part of the Christian life. As I've told you, this is not yet heaven. So don't ever think that when we receive Christ, Jesus as our Lord and Savior, that we are spared from trouble. Even Christ was always haunted by trouble. Christmas comes to a dangerous world. Every day there is a danger lurking, waiting for anyone. Remember, our enemy is like a roaring lion, according to Peter. You know, he's just looking for someone to devour. And so if you're a Christian, we're not commanded by God in the Bible, you, Christian, face that lion. We are to avoid. Not unless naagi plans si Lord nga mag-clash, but as a general rule in the Bible, Christians are to avoid. Remember, Herod had ordered them to come back. Remember, in verse 8, chapter 2, verse 8, Herod says, if you find a child, please come back. Tell me where he is, and I will also worship him. See, unsa siya ka dramatic, maayo king actor. I will worship him. Of course, the sword was already on his hand. All right? And of course, the warning, don't go back. See? So friends, it's part of our lesson here. The Magi's decision to not return to Herod, despite it being the simpler and more straightforward path, of course, going the same route would be what? It was easier because they've already charted that way. Familiar already. It's so easy to go back. But here, we find the point of how you stay challenged in life. All right? Sometimes God wants us to follow the more difficult road in life. Sometimes the easy way is not the best way. Right? Sometimes God would have to lead us into the less comfortable way. Why? Because God knew that at the point of this road that seems easy, there's danger there. And again, you go back to lesson number one. Follow God's guidance. Because God is simply telling you, yes, this road might be easier because you think, you know, I've been here, done that. But there's something lurking somewhere. You don't see it, I see it. And because I love you, you listen to me. See? That's what God is telling us here. No wonder, when Jesus taught his disciples how to pray, that was part of the prayer. Notice this prayer. Why is this part of the Lord's prayer? And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. See that? It's a prayer of avoidance. We are to flee. Brethren, yes, the world, there is danger in the world, there is trouble in the world, but we are to avoid and flee from trouble at any cost. Not unless if it is really God's will that we should have, you know, heads on with this trouble. But as a general rule from the Bible, Christians are to avoid trouble. All right? Dili ingon nga, well, willing makumamatay para sa Ginoo, Pastor. Moato kog hulo-sulo. Okay? Now, it doesn't do you any good if you step there, preach the gospel immediately, and then you're killed. You have to be wise. Amen? Yes, we're willing to die for Christ, but we don't want to die as a foolish Christian. Right? As much as possible, we are useful in this world alive. All right? So, we have to flee. Now, I love this Proverbs 22, verse 3. I don't know if this is in your sermon note. Write this down. Proverbs 22, 3 in the New Century Version. The wise see danger ahead. I like that. You see danger ahead. You're proactive. And you avoid it. What about the fools? Well, the fools keep going and get into trouble. We can learn this from the Magi. No wonder they will call wise men. When they were warned by God to take a different way, they listened, they obeyed. They did not return to Herod and the same path. Why? Perhaps Herod was already waiting. His soldiers already stationed. Remember, in order for them to go back, if you go look to the map, if you order for them to go back, they have to go up Judea. But they have to go to a different road. That means they have to travel a new. They have to chart a new course. It's not easy. It's not simple. and yet they are fleeing from trouble. That's very important, brethren. Avoid. So next year, be more discerning of God. Follow God's guidance. Okay? Follow His word. Ask questions. Never hesitate to ask older Christians or your pastors. You see, we are here. We gave you our messenger, our number, so that you can ask us. And it's okay to ask. Pastor, you know, I've been wondering about this thing. Can you please help me out? All right? We don't promise to give you the details, but we can help you find the direction of God. Flee from dangerous traps. The enemies are simply planting traps all over. And sometimes we don't see them. We need the guidance of God. Amen? All right, and let's go to the third. Find new ways to obey God. Find new ways to obey God. Don't settle for the things you've already done this year. You know, I've done that. You know, I'm already attending B group. Some of you are already attending in the choir. Look at, notice there's new faces here. And that's it. I'm settled with it. No. Find new ways. See? Every year, listen, every year there should be something new added to your spiritual walk with God. Don't do the same things last year and settle with it. You know? Sometimes, you know, I find this, I'm sorry, but sometimes I don't understand. When it comes to our business, when it comes to our career, we want to find new ways to gain more money, to expand our business. But when it comes to God's kingdom, when it comes to our spiritual life, we are just settled for the status quo. I don't understand. Well, somebody told me, you know, I forgot. I met someone from another church. Yes, it was during a party that I attended last December 25. You know, a Christian brother, a Chinese brother from another church told me that, you know, Pastor, he's so active with Sending Mahatag Bible, Gideon's International, right? And he told me that, you know, Gideon's International are business people, you know, professionals, and their ministry is evangelism, going to, you know, hospitals, schools, all sectors to distribute Bibles. And anyway, he's telling me when he joined Gideon's International, it changed his life, because he says, before I joined this pastor, you know, I was a Christian, but then businessman, but then all my work, all my effort, all my passion is into my business. But in the church, I just attend church. You know, I give my tithes. Well, I'm a businessman. I give my tithes. I thought, Pastor, that's it. And then when he joined Gideon's International, you know, they have seminars, they have trainings. Then he told me about this, and he says, tell your congregation about this. He was made to realize that I was just making a sandcastle. When all your life is about your physical life, you know, your business, your career, your profession, if that's the only thing that you're saying, I'm obeying God, and that's the only thing you do, you're just building a sandcastle. And one day, the waves will come and eat all those castles. See, destroy. But now, Pastor, when I started to pour out my time, my effort, you know, into this ministry, and he's not saying that it's just about Gideon's. He's saying that Gideon's was just an eye-opener, all right? But what he's saying is this, I'm a businessman still, but I put more passion on God's kingdom, Pastor. Because here's the difference. Nothing can destroy. All my efforts I put in God's kingdom, in the church ministry and outside, not even the devil can destroy it. It will stand. See? And so, one day, I will face God and the fire, the testing will devour everything. All the time, effort I made for my business, day will all be gone. What will remain? The things I do for God's kingdom. Brethren, I challenge you, there are businessmen here, professionals, you know, employees, whatever is your life, please stop building, expanding your sandcastle. No matter how beautiful it is, you go to Boracay, and this is one of their highlights there, but they have to redo it almost every other hour because it will monay mitabo sa imong life. Kung puro ragyod sa physical lang, you will just be stressed. Find new ways. All right, let's go to the text. What can we learn from this magi? All right? Now, all those people surrounding the Christmas story, all those people who saw Christ, the Christ baby in the manger, they did not remain in the manger. Even the angels, what happened to the angels? They went back home to heaven. All right? What happened to the shepherd? They returned where? Of course, to their field. They did not remain in the, you know, the manger, in the stable. What happened to the magi? They did not also remain. All right? And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another way, another route. Friends, we find here that everyone went back. Everyone went back to their lives. The same thing for all of us every Christmas. We are preparing for Christmas. We get so tired with Christmas. And you know, Christmas sometimes can be, you know, it's so nice. It's the best time of the year. But it's also the most stressful. All right? Praise God. Ang akong hubak ni abot after sa akong birthday. All right? So, gihubak ko og nakapil pa hinong ko sa BMFC party, sa seniors, alright? Nakasayo-sayo pa ko sa seniors, pero back down pagkagabi eh. Alright? That's why I message all the saints, please pray for me. Because Saturday, 2 services, Sunday, 2 services, napag-ipakapin January 1. And praise God, our prayers are healed. I'm here preaching. No hubak. Salamat, Lord. See, I cannot afford to be sick. There are people waiting. There are people counting on me. So I cannot afford to be sick. All right? Minka, ang uban ng pastor. Napos na ilang ministry. Pastor Zalde was in Tap-Tap. The others were distributing sleepers. Others went to Balungag. You know, we're all busy this Christmas season. But here's the point. We don't remain Christmas season forever. These things will not remain here forever. This will be removed next Sunday. That means all of us will have to go back. Humana ato mga bonus moments. We all go back to reality. Humanata nakahatag sa tanan. Atong packets na empty na. Hurot na pud. So humana ang kanabi tong feeling millionaire. The feeling millionaire season is almost over. January, back to reality. Bills will come. Challenges will come. Problems will come. We all go back to reality. But I don't want you to go back the same, brethren. Because the shepherds went back rejoicing. The angels went back glorifying God because of the plan of God fulfilled. The magi also returned different way. Another way, see? By another way. Friends, that's what it means to stay challenged. Find new ways to serve God. Find new ways to be different. All right? Think of the uncertainties, the anxieties, the magi when they were commanded by the Lord to take another route home. They may not have the assurance of safety, but because they have seen the King of Kings worship and gave their gifts to the King, they were willing to travel what? The uncomfortable, the less traveled, the less convenient, even probably most costly it's most costly because they have to go the long way. Because the shorter way, probably there's already traps of here or there. But their assurance is this: God will still be with them. Friends, the same thing this year. 2024, don't be the same. Improve. Amen? Tell the person next to you, I want to see you next year better. Igna. Igna po ko, Pastor, I want you to improve. All right? Okay? Another way. Because the Bible says, Proverbs 14:12, there is a way that appears to be right, but be careful, but in the end, it leads to what? It leads to death. See? So, finding new ways to serve God, you still have to follow the first lesson. Always follow the guidance of God. Because it might be a new way, but if the wrong way, it leads you to the trouble. See? That's why, as you find new ways, the same way that this Magi, they were commanded by God to return to their country. Of course, they could not stay there forever in Judea. They have to go back to their family. They have to go back to their profession. Their countries need them. Our business, our family, our work needs us. That's why we don't make the church as a place na yung mga rooms, na arin natin magpuyo. No. You all go back to your places. But we go back change. Amen? New perspective, new horizon. That's what it means, brethren, to stay challenged. Don't be afraid to chart new courses in your life. Don't be afraid to learn new stuff 2024. Maybe there are things that you haven't done yet for the Lord. Again, I always question when people wants to learn more, like, Pastor, next year, mag-skydiving ko. Pa ko kasuway. Pastor, musuway ko. You know, we all want to, Pastor, gusto na ko akong tuyo ko ng whole Cebu. Perfectly, if you want to do that, halad, buhata na. Pero ako lang question, nakabuhat ba kag inana sa Ginoong, ituyok ni mong tibuok Cebu para mag-share sa gospel? Pero ning tuyok lang kadya for the sake of fun and stamina, I think you are building a sandcastle. See? Now, I'm not saying that you sin if you do that. But here's my point. Whatever you do with your physical life, whatever new challenge that you want to do in your physical life, please make a parallel in your spiritual life. Okay? So I don't care whether it's jogging or motorbiking. Whatever new stuff you want to do for yourself next year, do it. But make sure tapatan na nimo sa imong spiritual life. All right? Diba? Kaya uban na to, we would expend so much effort. Imagine, mubayad pa ka, mudagan pa ka, pila ka miles, question, unya sa simba ganyan, malate pa ka? Ya, ganahan pag yun, okay, badlong na ko sa asawa, ayaw, lagi pangigo. Sorry. Na emotional lang ko, na passionate lang kay ko. I mean, that's the point. God is a jealous God. Amen? I don't care if tuyok ni mong tibok Philippines sa imo ang sports, basta natuyok po ni mong Philippines sharing the gospel. So makayong ka ni Lord, Lord, di ka magselos. Because I'm doing this for my body, I'm doing also this for your body. See? Tapatig yun na. Whatever you do with your physical life, do it in your spiritual life. Make your life a balanced life. Friends, human ako. Because 2024 is about to happen and I don't want to waste what remains of 2023. That's why I'm going to end this message because time is running out. If there are things you need to finish for 2023, please do it now. If there are people you need to forgive, please don't wait for 12 to come. Text them, forgive them now. If you need to tell someone that I love you, I care for you, do it now because you may not have other more time. All right? So, as I close, remember, follow God's guidance in your life. Listen. Listen. Be more attentive to God's word, to His prompting, to His discerning in the way you go for 2024. flee from dangerous traps. By all means, be cautious. All right? Are you like hasmag ritso? No. Plan first. Plan before you fail. Because if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. See? And then, find new ways to obey God. Learn more stuff. See? Enroll in any of our classes next year. Wapa kayo B group. Be part of a B group. Wala kay outreach ministry. So join our outreach ministry. Every week, there's an outreach going on. If you try street ministry, you go with Tatay. If you go to the mountains, ask Pastor Zalde. See? We all have ministries in order for all of us to serve. Be part of these ministries in the church, brethren. And with that, I want to congratulate all of us. We made it through in 2023. To God be the glory. Let us pray. Father, salamat kay Lord that we are now at the very edge, few more hours to go, and it's 2024. Thank you for this lesson from the Magi. We learned from these wise men that they don't want comfort. They want character development. And to do that, they have to stay challenged. And help us, Lord, to always stay challenged. Not to go for routines. Not to go for just comfort and convenience. Life is not all about comfort and convenience. Yes, we all want that, Lord. But in order to accomplish that, we have to go through some inconvenience. And serving you, Lord, worshiping you, Lord, sometimes we have to really sacrifice. We have to go through less traveled roads. Sometimes it's so costly to serve you. It involves our time, talents, and treasures. But nonetheless, Lord, the blessings, your promises, those problems and discomforts are nothing compared to what you have in store for us. And so, Lord, we thank you once again for 2023. Maybe for some of us, it's not the best year, but for all of us, you are still the best God. And we are going to trust you, Lord. We are going to trust you every moment of our lives. Thank you so much. In Jesus' name, amen.